97.5 The Fanatic.
Without further ado, I appreciate the call, James. Got to run because I got my man, Steve Callis from Callis Remarks with your host, Joe Stazak, and Steve Callis. It's our podcast every week. And Steven, you just witnessed that mess of a game that saw the Texans up 24-0 in the game. And then what happened?
Just bizarre, but I will say this. The difference to me between this game and yesterday with the Titans is the Chiefs are built to come back. I can't say the way they did come back, but they're built to come back and score a lot of points, as you know. And frankly, yesterday when the Titans got in front of the Ravens are just not built to do that. And I think that's kind of the difference in those two games, if you thought somebody was going to come back and win when they were getting blown out early.
Just incredible because the 180-degree turn. I mean, everything is going right for the Texans. How did the Chiefs kind of get on track? Because it's hard, you know, sometimes mentally you're like down 24. I can't make another mistake. You know, you start to get more nervous. But Patrick Mahomes stayed pretty calm and cool, did he?
Yeah, I think it was more the receivers than Patrick Mahomes that were the problem. They had five drops in that first quarter. Or when they got down, Kelsey, the first two thrown to him were dropped on one on a third down. DeMarcus Robinson, the first two thrown to him, I think maybe three to him were dropped, and one on a third down early in the game. So I think Mahomes was very comfortable moving the ball, but couldn't move the ball because his guys dropped two definite first downs and five passes overall out of like the first 8 or 10 passes of the game. Once they started catching the ball, I mean, they went, you know, seven possessions, seven touchdowns, and they were trying to figure out whether that's been done before, and apparently it's never been done, at least since 1970.
Wow.
I would think today they could go figure that out, because any game where they don't have 49 points on one side or the other is eliminated.
Right,
that's
right.
Got to be what? 75-80% of all games?
Right.
But the point is, it was just incredible to see. But I'll say it again, they're kind of built to score a lot of points quickly. I mean, they scored three touchdowns in seven plays in the second quarter.
Wow.
And not to take anything away from Mahomes' five touchdown passes, but you know, three of them were like from 2 yards or 4 yards or 3 yards.
Sure.
I'm not knocking any of it.
Sure.
But it wasn't like he was standing back there and slinging it. But, you know, five TD passes is five TD passes. I understand that. And you know, all credit to them, because you saw the kind of thing happen yesterday with the Ravens, and you just didn't think, you know, they're not built to come back from behind. This team, to me, is built to come back from behind. And today, obviously, just proved it. It was just bizarre watching it.
Real quick, before we get to the Titans and Ravens, the game you just talked about, does this kind of game get Bill O'Brien fired?
You know, I don't know, because I thought maybe the last one would have, lose to the Bills, you're the home team again.
Sure.
You know, I'll say this to you, and my son, the Patriots fan, said this to me during the game, does it get Romeo Crennel fired?
Mm-hmm, yeah, right?
The D coordinator, yeah. Of course, was with the Patriots and O'Brien all those years ago.
Right, exactly.
And that might be a better, you know, a lot of it depends on the relationship with the owner. A lot of it depends on his contract. Do they want to pay him, not the coach? You know, and they did have their own miracle comeback, right? They had their own miracle comeback
against
16-0 last week, and Buffalo's got a good defense. So I don't know, but again, the Chiefs to me are the main team that can do what they did. The Titans can kill you, but it's with the running game, obviously, now. But the Chiefs are the kind of team to do what they did, and I don't know if any of us expected to see that, but they certainly are a team. If they score 21-28 in the quarter, you're not shocked.
No, you are not shocked. Now, they're going to take on the Tennessee Titans, like you mentioned, in the AFC title game. You have a 9-7 squad with Mike Vrabel, and you got Andy Reid. Of course, we know about Andy Reid getting to the precipice, but not quite getting over the hump. It came close last year. One of his guys went off sides, or that's a different narrative, that Super Bowl. But what kind of matchup is this? Can Tennessee hang with this team?
I think they can, because they can control the ball, but I'll give you an example. I spoke to our buddy Rick Morris in Cleveland, and I said, so if the Chiefs, before the game, if the Chiefs win today, you think they can beat the Titans? Because who knows now after what the Titans have done, right? And
right.
He wrote back and said, well, Kansas City has the ability to come from behind. before this game, by the way, he said that. So good for Rick Morris. But, you know, the problem for me is right now I'll be leaning towards Kansas City because I thought it would be them and the Patriots in the, frankly, in the AFC Championship game. I'll be leaning, but I think the point spread might be a little phony because people may forget that they were losing 24-0 and just focus on the fact that they came back and scored 51.
Right.
And again, the Titans are going to be a little better ball control team than any other team we've seen, frankly, except maybe we thought the Ravens could be a great ball control team. But, you know, Ingram was hurt. That's another thing I'm sure we'll talk about.
But what happened to Lamar Jackson?
Well, Lamar Jackson, you keep him in the pocket. He's got to be a better pocket passer. He's improved a lot from year one to year two. And, you know, he had a little bit of an attitude after the game, which I thought was a mistake. But he did say, you know, oh, I've only played in two playoff games. It's my second year in the league. And he's right. But
two
if you look at what they
games.
Did again the last 10 games or so,
yeah.
It was like incredible. So I think what happens to him, if you can make him throw the ball and his initial thing has to be a pocket passer, yes, he's improved from year one to year two, but obviously after yesterday, he's going to have to improve even more from year two to year three. And I'll say it again, the Jackson needs Ingram. Derrick Henry needs nobody. He needs
right.
good blocking in front
sure.
of him.
Yep.
So I think Jackson is less effective as a runner, coupled with Vrabel with a great scheme. And I thought Ingram being hurt was a key part of that game. I'm not going to say if he was healthy, they would have won. But I think if he was healthy, it would have been a different game because they have two weapons back there. The Titans have only one, but so far they've only needed one.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, they've only needed one. He's been a wrecking machine, just a wrecking machine. The NFL's leading rusher and Derrick Henry. All right, the other game, our boy Kirk Cousins didn't fare as well this past weekend as he did against the Saints. He goes up against Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday, and it wasn't much of a ball game, 27-10. I kind of like the Niners going at least to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win it, actually. But and they came out off of a bye and looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, well, I thought two things in that game. First of all, the 49ers were just able to run virtually at will. I mean, there was one time during the game they ran the ball 11 times in a row. When do you see that?
Right.
So I thought that was the key. But even more important, defensively, I think I sent you a text on this, with 5 minutes left in the game, which by then was garbage time, the Vikings had 4 first downs.
Wow.
4 first downs in 3 quarters and 10 minutes. That's unheard of, especially with, you know, they were able to stop Cook. Thielen wasn't quite able to get open. Kirk Cousins, who was great last week, couldn't really do anything, and the pressure on him was incredible. Again, we talked before the game about the guys. They got back Quan Alexander. They got back Dee Ford. They got back some pass rushers. And that was more of the San Francisco defense that was dominant the first 6, 7, 8 weeks of the year. And then when these two guys in the safety also, Tart, I think it was, he was out too, and they all came back yesterday. And I think that made their defense what it was the first 6, 7 weeks of the season when they were a dominant defense, I think second to the Patriots at the time. So that was a big thing, incredible pressure on, Kirk Cousins. And the running game for the 49ers, I didn't think they could run it that well. I mean, I like the 49ers too and picked them, as you know. I also picked the Chiefs minus 10, so that turned out good. but miraculously good, as we discussed.
Sure.
But, you know, I think you're right about the 49ers getting through. I don't know if I like them to win at all. I have to see who they're playing first.
Sure.
But I'm leaning towards the Chiefs next week, but I think the spread's going to be a little high, Chiefs-Titans, because of what the Chiefs did today. And again, people might forget how that first quarter went.
Yeah, first quarter did not go so well. Dalvin Cook, bad game yesterday. 9 carries, 18 yards. Tevin Coleman really had a huge game. Last question, buddy, because tonight is the 4th game of the weekend. You got the Packers and the Seahawks. Seahawks barely getting by the Eagles, a very depleted Eagles team, but they do have Russell Wilson going into Lambeau tonight. Who do you like?
Yeah, I guess Seattle is the hot pick, but I'm going to stick with the Packers. You know, Russell Wilson has not been good against the Packers, 0-3. He's had 6 interceptions in those 3 losses. Even though everyone says, you and I included, he's a magician, he's a great escape artist, he runs, he slides, he's still been sacked 48 times this year. That's number 1 in the NFL. And even though they're 8-1 on the road going into Lambeau on certainly a snowy yesterday, who knows what today, field, Seattle 22nd against the run, 27th against the pass defensively. They've allowed 24 or more points in each of their last five regular season games. Now, the DK Metcalf, you were talking about him before, he's a star already. They have Tyler Lockett, so anything can happen. Clowney's playing for that contract, as you know. KJ Wright, Bobby Wagner, they're loaded defensively. But I still like the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers has a lot to prove and knows it, even though he's Aaron Rodgers. They can run the ball on Seattle, and this Aaron Jones is an excellent runner. And Devontae Adams, a top wide receiver now, last year against Seattle, 10 catches for 166 yards.
Wow, and this just in, Aaron Rodgers, a 20-yard pass to Devontae Adams, the guy you're just talking about, Steve. 7-0 Pack.
Really?
7-0 Pack already as we speak. So
live radio, baby.
They went right down the field. 8 plays, 75 yards. Hey, great stuff. And go enjoy the game, pal. You know, go do your thing. We'll catch up with you next week. And I will certainly talk to you this week as we get ready for our podcast.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
You too, Steve. Steve Callis. He also has a group Facebook page, Steve Callis, Speaking of Sports. And if you can go on there and you can be part of the group, and you'll be able to check in to see what Steve does, what he's reporting on this week. He's also a writer and a very good friend of mine. All right, we've got to take a break. Marcus Hayes from the Inquirer coming up after the break at around 7:10. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak here for two more hours tonight.